Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jampa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamalochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 24th Chapter, 19th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Kamalochan Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवय भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Verse Number 19. Maitreya Uvacha Prachetasah Pituhu Vakyam Shirasa आदाय साध्वः दिशं प्रतीचिं प्रययुः तपसि आद्वितः चेतसा. मैत्रे उवाच प्राचेतस पितुर्वाक्यम् प्राचेतस पितुर्वाक्यं शिरसादाय साधवः शिरसादाय साधवः दिशं प्रातीचीं प्रायुः दिशं प्रतीचीं प्रायुः तपस्याद्रुतचेतसः. मैत्रेय उवाच प्राचेतस पितृवाक्यं शिरसाधाय साधवः दिशं प्रतीचीं प्राययुः तपस्याद्रुतचेतसः.
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग. Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya continued to speak. Prachetasam, all the sons of King Prachina Barhi, Pituhu of the father, Vakyam, words, Shirasa, on the head, Adaya, accepting, Sadvaha, all pious, Disham, direction, Pratichim, western, Prayayuhu went away. Tapasi Adrita. Tapasi in austerities. Adrita, think seriously. Chetasaha in the heart. Translation is supported by the right place. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The great sage Maitreya continued. My dear Vidura, because of their pious nature, all the sons of Prachina Barhi very seriously accepted the words of their father with heart and soul. And with these words on their heads, they went towards the west to execute their father's order. In this verse, sadhavaha, meaning pious or well-behaved, is very important, especially at the present moment. It is derived from the word sadhu. A perfect sadhu is one who is always engaged. Described as sadhavaha because of their complete obedience to their father. The father, king and spiritual master are supposed to be representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, they had to be respected as the personality of God, Him not. It is the duty of the father spiritual master and the king to regulate their subordinates in such a way that ultimately become fully alloyed devotees of the Supreme Lord. That is the duty of the superiors, and it is the duty of the subordinates to obey their order perfectly and in a disciplined way. The word Shirasa is also significant, for the Pratetas accepted the orders of the Father and carried them on their head, which means they accepted them in complete surrender.
శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభిష్టం స్థాపితం స్వయం రూపకదామహం దాతి పదాంతం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శిశాకాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంతరాధాకాంతనమూర్తి సప్తకాంచన గౌరంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి పాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యః ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 In the 15th verse, Maitreya told, Yaduttam patihi drishtena girishena atitva tat jayama jayanto japantascha putyantascha sam chitaha. So, Maitreya told, Oh Vidura, what happened is, All these prachetas, girishena prasidata, girishena prasidata, girisha means Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva became very pleased with them. And what happened? He gave them a special mantra. And what did they do with this mantra, with these prayers? They ధ్యాయమానో జపంతశ్చ పూజయంతశ్చ సమ్యత. సో దే చాంటెడ్ కంప్లీట్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ దర్ మైండ్ అండ్ మెడిటేట్ అండ్ చాంటెడ్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ నాట్ బై లార్డ్ షివ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే దే వర్షిప్ ద లార్డ్. సో లార్డ్ శివ గేవ్ ఎ స్పెషల్ మంత్ర కాల్డ్ రుద్రగీత విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ నౌ, విచ్ వర్ చాంటెడ్ బై ద ప్రచేతస్. By which the Lord became very pleased, Krishna became. So the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they have the potency to please Lord Krishna. Because Lord Shiva is a very great teacher of Krishna consciousness. Vaishnavana Mitashambhu is a great Vaishnava. Not only just is a great Vaishnava, he is a great Vaishnava preacher also. Because we know the beautiful 8 verses which was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Lord Shiva is known as the Shivashtakam by Lord Shiva. It says, Gana Praveenaya, Gana Praveena, Sri Krishna Govinda, Ityadi Ramamrita Panamattaha. Lord Shiva is always completely engrossed, is intoxicated by constantly chanting the names of Krishna. Like the honeybee, it drinks the honey and is just completely intoxicated. Same way, Lord Shiva is intoxicated with chanting the mantras and Lord Krishna. And he gives his mantras
mantras to different people. Now here, for Pacheta, he has a special mantra. This special mantra, which actually summarizes the entire Pancharatra. Of course, Rudra Gita is going to start after a few verses. But to give you a small introduction to Rudra Gita, the way Lord Shiva has described Rudra Gita is very interesting, because there are a certain category of scriptures called Pancharatrik scriptures. You must have heard this word Pancharatrik scripture, especially Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra is one of the 108 Pancharatra scriptures. Pancharatra, the knowledge given by Lord Krishna to Brahma or different people according to different times, in 5 nights, that is also called Pancharatra. Pancha, Ratra, Ratra means night, night means darkness, darkness means ignorance. And the 5 kinds of ignorance, that is avidya, avismita, raga, desha, and avinivesha. So these 5 kinds of ignorance are destroyed by engaging ourselves in service of Krishna, worshipping Krishna. Especially the Pancharatra scriptures talks about different forms of Krishna. So there are different Pancharatra scriptures talking about different categorizations of the forms of Krishna. And all the categorizations of different forms of Krishna are summarized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. If you open one book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, there are 2 chapters. One chapter's name is His Forms Are One and the Same. And other chapter is Avatars. So these 2 chapters summarizes 1 section in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. So this is actually summarization of the entire Pancharatra scriptures, which talks about the form of Krishna, especially within the forms of Krishna, which are at 5 different levels. Para, Vyuha, Purusha, Antaryami, Archa. So there is elaborate discussion about the 5 different levels of the manifestation of Absolute Truth. The forms of the Absolute Truth, manifestation of forms of the Absolute Truth in 5 different levels. Para, Krishna in the spiritual world, and his Vyuhas, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuruddha and Vasudeva. So these Vyuhas are also described there in the Rudra Gita. You see, what is the function of Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuruddha? Elaborate. Very nice. And then you have Purusha. Purusha is Karanadaksha Vishnu is there lying in the Kashi ocean, and millions of Brahmandas are coming out. Shri Ganesha Sitakala Matavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha. He is Natha. Entire Jagat. All Jagadanda. Jagadanda means universes which are manifesting just by breathing out. Millions of universes are coming out of the thread cords of Mahavishnu. And he breathes in, all the universes go inside and all the karmas die. 100 years of Brahma, one breath of Vishnu, one breath of Vishnu. So, Purusha, that is Para, Yuha, Purusha, Antaryami, the Lord is there everywhere. There is one manifestation in the form of the Lord who is everywhere. But none of these forms can be worshipped by the conditioned souls, because conditioned souls require a special form where they can relate to, that is deity Archa. That is why the Archa form of the Lord is the most compassionate form of the Lord. So the first Archa manifestation of the Lord happened many places, of course, different Puranas describe in different places, but in one place it describes that the first Archa manifestation happened in the spiritual abode itself. There is one form of Krishna, the deity form of Krishna. So actually there is no requirement of any deity there. There is a deity form of Krishna in the spiritual abode itself. And that deity was worshipped. He was worshipped by Krishna himself. So when Krishna appeared, he brought the deity down. Dwaraka, Krishna is to worship one deity. Krishna is worshipping himself. We know the pastimes of Krishna. He wanted to show that how a perfect grihastha should be, that he would get up early in the morning and worship the deity. So you may be thinking why I'm talking about all these things in the connection. Because this verse today, it talks about how Pratetasaha Piturvakyam Shirasadaya Svadhavaha Disham Pratichim Disham Pratichim Prayayuhu. They went to the western direction. Where did they go? The Prachetas went to a beautiful place in Kerala called Guruvayur. So that is why I'm talking about the deity. I remember the deity because they went to the west and they went to Guruvayur there. So thinking of the deity, I'm talking about this Archana. It's a connection. I'll come back to it. So we have Krishna worshipping a beautiful form of the Lord. He's worshipping the deity form of the Lord. His own deity form. It is shown to the entire world how the Pancharatras are very important. How the worship of the Lord is very important. Because the senses can only be under control when we worship the deity form of the Lord. So Krishna himself is worshipping a beautiful deity. What happened when Krishna called Dwaraka and drowned? Then he instructed to tell Guru and Vayu and to take this deity in place and worship at a proper place. The Guru, that is Brihaspati, what we call it, Jupiter, Brihaspati, he's a spiritual master for the technical. So he and Vayu we know very well, he's Vayu Devata Hanuman, both of them carried this deity all the way to south, from Dwaraka. So they were finding a proper place for the deity. What happened was, at the time, Balaram, the great entire king, all places right to the south of Nasik, all the way, some people say Gokarna, all the way to Kanyakumari, that whole kshetra is known as Parushurama kshetra. And there, Parushuram, he had told those people in Kerala that I am giving you 32 rivers in a small piece of land. And you don't have to do anything, just do bhajan. Your land will be so fertile that automatically every need will be fulfilled just by you engaging in worship. That's all, just worship. That is why you find so many temples in that land. Right from Gokarna, you go all the way, Western Ghats, take a train. Every few hundred meters, you'll find some temple. It will be a Lord Shiva temple, it will be a Durga temple, Kartikeya temple, or Krishna temple. Some temple will be there. Parashuram told, here your only job is to worship. Worship is your work. That's what he had told them. But somehow, they thought, what is this? You also need to work. They start worshipping and started working. What happened? They caught up with a severe disease. And there they were struggling, what to do. They were not knowing the disease was not going. That is the time when Guru and Vayu brought these deities of Guru Vayu, Krishna. A deity worshipped by Krishna. So then Parashuram told, please stay here, because if you are staying here and these people will worship you, and by worshipping you, O Lord, then that is the only way they can get rid of all these deities. So then what is the right place to place Guru Vayu, Krishna deity? And Lord Shiva was there. There is a Rudra Tirtha. That is the place where the Pratyatas went at that time. Krishna was not there. This passing happened later. So Lord Shiva, he told, no, I'll shift my place. I'll give my place to Lord Krishna. That is why Lord Shiva originally was staying at that place. Now the Guruvayur deities are there. I don't know how many of you have been to Guruvayur deities, Guruvayurappan. It is very nice sometimes when you come back to India, when you visit India, make sure you visit the deity, Guruvayurappan deity. Very, very powerful deity. Very great kshetra. It is actually known as Parthasarathi kshetra. Even before Guruvayur appeared, the kshetra is known as Parthasarathi kshetra because the Lord is eternally manifest as Parthasarathi in space. Of course, there are so many stories that can be told about it. Now, Lord Shiva, he knew very well that if Krishna comes, he wants the best place. I am going to give my place to Lord Krishna in his event. Badri also did the same thing. Krishna went as Madhuri Vishal and Narayan Rishi, and there, as a small boy, he went. Parvati fell in love with that boy. Oh, my dear son, so beautiful, so beautiful. Lord Shiva told her, be careful. It's a lonely place. Nobody is here. Where is this small boy coming from? Parvati told her, you always use too much of intelligence. Lord Shiva. No, it's so beautiful. The boy was crying, I want a place to stay. And Parvati told her, oh, why don't you stay in our house? And Lord Shiva told her, you see, this boy is very nutcut. Once he enters our house, no way that you are going to take. Our house is gone. And Parvati told, such a beautiful boy, we are going to surrender everything to him. So Parvati let him inside, and when they took bath and Dattakunda and came back, and what happened? Lord Krishna, as Narayana, Madhuri Narayana, he occupied the place of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva knew very well that Krishna wants to come to the place where he is doing bhajan. That is a potency of a devotee. Wherever Krishna, wherever a devotee does bhajan, that becomes very dear to Lord Krishna for him to stay. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam api grihe sreshuva madbhakta yatra gayanti tata tishtami narada. Wherever bhajan stali, that is why we go to parikrama, when we see it. Oh, this is the place Narottamdas Thakur sat. Oh, that, because Narottamdas Thakur sits, Krishna is sitting there. And this is the place. Oh, Madhvacharya walked. Oh, that means Krishna walked there. Oh, this is a place. Ramanuja, he just washed his hands. Oh, Krishna is there. Oh, that is the power of devotee. Krishna Tumar, Krishna Tipare, Tumara Shakati Aachi. Wherever devotees are walking, even, they are sitting, because they carry Krishna in their heart. Pantastena Gadabritaha. Pantastena Gadabritaha. Krishna is sitting in the heart of the devotee. So wherever devotees sit and do bhajan, that place becomes a very dear place for the Krishna. And Lord Shiva knew it. Now if Krishna comes, I have to vacate my place. So, let us go now to the other side of the bank of this Tirtha, Rudra Tirtha, which is being described in the next verse onwards. Rudra Tirtha is described, which is a very beautiful, silent place, nice water, peaceful water. So, Guru Ayyappan came and he sat there. So he is known as Guru Ayyappan because Guru and Vayu brought the deity of Krishna, worshipped by Krishna, from Dwarka to this place called Rudra Tirtha. So now, at present, Lord Shiva is known as Mamyur Shiva because that small town, which is known as Mamyur, where Lord Shiva shifted. Then Parvati told, you do your meditation. Now Krishna has come. I want to serve him. My son has come. I want to serve him. Parvati has a special vatsalya. That is why if you go to Guruvayur temple, after having darshan of Guruvayur, you should have darshan of Parvati because she is there eternally serving Lord Krishna, thinking him as a son. That is why many vatsalya bhaktas have manifested. Guru Ramma, many, many people who have developed an affection for Krishna in the vatsalya rasa appeared in that place. So Lord Shiva is there in that place. So he spoke this Rudra Gita, which is actually talking about different forms of Krishna, and especially the four vyuhas, that is Sankarshna, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudeva. And ultimately, Archa, worshipping the blood form of Krishna, which a conditioned soul can worship, is Archa, that is deity form. So the deity form, first deity form, which is manifested in Vaikuntha, which was brought by Krishna and worshipped in Dwarka, and that is there in Guruvayur. Now, that is a place where the Pachetas went. And they chanted the Rudra Gita. And Krishna became very pleased. So as soon as Vidura told this thing, that the song or the Gita, or the mantra given by Girishena Prasidata, that mantra which was given by Girisha. Girisha here refers to Lord Shiva. What did they do? Tadhyaya yanto japantascha ujayantascha samyataha. Dhyayantaha. First is dhyan. Whenever you worship, first you should do manasika and then worship. Even chanting also, first, when you sit for chanting, you should meditate, first meditate. What are you chanting? You're not chanting just some ordinary sounds. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Not an ordinary sound. Meditate Jayantaha. First meditate on the glory of the Holy Name, the sweetness of the Holy Name. That is why before you chant the names of Krishna, glorify the name of Krishna. Because that is meditating the greatness of the, meditating on the power of Krishna's name. Asti Krishna Nama Adi Nava Vidgrahyam Devonmukhe Juhado Swayameva Satyataha Avachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasikaha Pramoshutko Nityamukko Aminatvat Nama Namino Namashtakam. So many glories of the names of Krishna. And then meditate on the glory. And then what we do? Meditate on the sweetness of the name of Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the mantra, which is sweet. It's not just the name which is full of glory or majesty. Aishwarya Nama, like Krishna has Aishwarya form and Madhurya form. The same way Nama also has Aishwarya form and Madhurya form. And that Nama mantra, Hare Krishna Maha mantra, the Nama of Krishna, Krishna Nama, has got Aishwarya form. And the description of Aishwarya form is something like, there are some verses which say that by chanting one name of Krishna, you can get rid of sins, so many sins that you cannot even commit. That is the power of one name, of chanting one name of Krishna. That is what? Glory of Krishna. But what is the sweetest form of the name of Krishna? Guru Goswami says, Tunde tanda vini ratim vitanute tanda vali labdaye arnakoda kadam vini gatayate karnatmudebhyasthiham yeta prangala sangirim vijayate avendriyanam kritim nojane janitatiyadharam rute krishneti varnadvai. So in this verse, the sweetness, the madhurima of nama, of name of Krishna is described. So first we should meditate. Oh, it's a wonderful thing that just by chanting one Krishna, Krishneti Varanadvai, two syllables, what is happening? So the amount of ecstasy Rupa Goswami was feeling was that he's feeling that one tongue is not enough. Tundavali Labdhaye. I want millions of tongues. And when the name of Krishna enters the ears, Karnakrodha Kadambini, meditation. Karnakrodha Kadambini Ghatayate. It enters the ears, ear holes. Then the ecstasy which Rupa Goswami is feeling that, oh, one ear is not enough. I want billions of ears. And when the name of Krishna, the Madhurima of the name of Krishna, it enters through the ears, it enters the heart. Cheta prangara sanginim vijayate sarvendriyanam. It conquers all the activities of the senses. That means all the senses become stunned. Eyes are there, form is there, but not seen. Ears are there, nothing else I am able to hear. All the senses become completely distant. I only find myself and name. So, I don't know how much nectar is filled in these two syllables, Krishna. The nectar or ocean of the holy name is how long, how deep, and how wide, I don't know. Nau jane janita kiyatiram vratei. That is why jnayantaha, the word I am explaining, jnayantaha, 15th. So when mantra is, first is manasik puja. Even if you enter before the entry in a deity room, you are supposed to do manasik. And then, japantaha, and then chant. After doing jnana, you do japa, and you find, oh, perfection of japa comes. And then, pujayantaha, then offer. So first is jnana, including the glories, sankalpa, etc., etc., and then japa, and then puja.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, what happened?
He connected to right?
Yeah, yeah. Can you call him, Mataji?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Thank you, Mataji.
Prabhuji, are you there in the line?
Yes, I'm in the line. I don't know where I left off. Can anybody remind me?
You were describing about meditating before chanting. You described
Yes. So, first is meditation. Jayantaha. And then you do japa. And after do japa, puja. Puja means you offer. Whatever you have done, japa, whatever the phala is there, oh Lord, it is belonging to you, not to me. I chanted only for your pleasure. You are happy, I am happy. So in this way, Maitreya told Vidura that there was a mantra given by Lord Shiva to the Prachetas. And after getting the mantra, they meditated, they chanted, and they offered puja. They did puja. Then Vidura, in the 16th verse, he says that Pratetasam Girishena. So please clearly tell me what Lord Shiva told. Yaduta Haraha Pritaha Pritas. So being pleased with the Pratetas, what did Lord Shiva tell them? I want to know the mantra. It may be secret, but still I want to know. And then they say, it is very rare in this world that Lord Shiva is even the great yogis cannot have a darshan of Lord Shiva. What is the thing which made Lord Shiva appear in front of Prachetas? On his own will, Prachetas did not call Lord Shiva. They did not worship him. They did not do anything. What is there within the Prachetas which attracted Lord Shiva to come near them, appeared in front of them? And now, Lord Shiva, he is known to give so many boons to people, material boons. But we find that Lord Shiva, he came here on his own will, and Prachetas had no desire for attaining anything material. What is the reason they appeared, Lord Shiva appeared? So, these are the two questions. One is, what was the mantra which was spoken? Number two,
what is the reason for which Lord Shiva appeared in front of them? So now Maitreya answers the second point by this verse, that is the 19th verse. It says, Prateta sapriturvakyam shirasadhaya sadhavaha. And these pratetas were who? Sadhavaha. Sadhavaha word comes from the word sadhu. Sadhu from the word sadhu, sadhavaha comes. We have this very interesting verse. Titikshvaha karudikaha surdasradehinam ajatashatraha shanta sadhavaha sadhubhushanaha. Here also the word sadhavaha comes. Now the six qualities of a sadhu are described in that verse. Of course, the six qualities of the sadhu which are described in that verse by Kapila to Devyuti are only the secondary characteristics of sadhu. The primary characteristic is what? Madarte diktakarmaha, madarte sujarabandavaha. One should be willing to do anything. A sadhu is willing to do anything or give up anything for the sake of Krishna. That is sadhu. That is the primary characteristic of sadhu. The secondary characteristics are titikshva, is very tolerant. And karunikaha is very merciful. Ikshva, karunikaha. Surasaravinam. He is friendly to everyone. Ajada Shatrava, he doesn't have any enemies. He doesn't think somebody has his enemy. Other people may think that is my enemy, but he doesn't think. Titikshva, karunikaha, surasaravinam. Ajada Shatrava, shanta. Shanta means very peaceful, he has no material desires. Sadhavaha means one who conducts his life according to scriptures. He is well-mannered, well-behaved. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he actually talks about this point. Well-behaved. He says, it's very important, especially at the present moment. Behavior. It's a big subject matter now. Actually, we talk big philosophy, but when it comes to behavior, very obnoxious because of Western culture. Intrusion of Western culture into a movement. It's so horrible that we talk the highest philosophy, even Vedas are completely amazed, Krishna Prema. But when it comes to the behavior, very obnoxious. Big problem. Srila Prabhupada in the Ishopanishad, when he describes 19 points of knowledge, in the purport he talks about 19 points of knowledge, nothing but the translation of the verses in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 8 to 12. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 verses. They are all together in the 13th chapter. There, etat jnanam, eto jnanam anyatha. Krishna says that whatever I listed, these 19 points, they are knowledge, and other than that, they are only ignorance, ajnanam. So in the first one, what is the first point in that? Avarittam, second, adambittam, kshantirar, javamacharyo, basam, kyautam, swastanigra. In this way, indriyartesho, irajyam, hankara, all 19 aspects of knowledge are described. The first one is avarittam. Very interestingly, Srila Prabhupada, when he writes the same, it translates the word amanitvam or humility or pridelessness. When he translates this word pridelessness, in Ishopanishad he says, one should be a gentleman. Very interesting. He translates pridelessness as being gentleman. Nobody becomes a gentleman wearing some suit and boot. One becomes a gentleman by proper behavior. Because if you have pride in your heart, that translates into improper behavior. Improper behavior is not because of just lack of training. It is actually because of lack of humility. Because of so much of pride. It translates into behavior. That is why it is very important for every child to be trained in proper behavior. I still remember in my childhood, small mistake, mother is to beat black and blue. Of course, in America, you cannot do it, heard. But there's not a single day I was not being beaten by my mother. especially South Indian mothers, very dangerous. They use small mistake. Why it is not because they have some hatred or something like that. It is because that is how you should groom the child in proper behavior. If you just show your forefinger, my index finger, to somebody, oh, you like that, gone. Go in the, from the kitchen, and hot rod will come, red hot. You put on the finger. Well, never forget that I should not misbehave with elders. So, this training somehow is lacking these days. That is why Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he says, it is very important, especially at the present moment, because we are actually seeing that it is the question of around 70s. In 1970s, Prabhupada is writing the purport. He could see that the leaders in the society, the parents, they are not training the children in proper behavior. Of course, they themselves don't have proper behavior. What they'll do, what training they'll give. But it is very important. We are talking the highest philosophy, and we don't have a character and the morality and the behavior to hold the highest philosophy. Then it is so disgusting. That is why proper behavior. One should be gentleman. Lord Shiva gets attracted. Lord Shiva got attracted actually to their sadhavaha, their pious, well behaved. So a perfect sadhu is one who is always engaged in devotional service to the Lord, Supreme Personality Godhead. Now, Prachina Buddhist sons were described as sadhavaha because of their complete obedience to their father. Now, among different aspects of behavior, the foremost is obedience. Obedience. Now, being obedient son is a very important aspect. Because of Krishna consciousness, you may say, oh, I am Krishna conscious, I will not listen to my father. I will only listen to somebody else. But it doesn't work like that. As long as you are in your house, and then you are a father, you should be obedient to your father. Just see Parashuram. His father ordered Parashuram, kill your mother. Parashuram, what did he do? He just went to get sword and Parashuram and killed his mother. Cut off his neck of his mother. They say, no, Parashuram should have not done it. And his father was just so pleased. Oh, you have obeyed my order? Now you tell me what boon you want. And Parashuram told, I want my mother's life back. So Parashuram was so much having faith in his father that he has the power to bring his mother's life back. Of course, it cannot be just imitated in the present circumstance. But the principle is obedience. Lord Ramachandra, obedience. If you see the study, the conversation between Bharata and Lord Ram in Chitrakuta, because Bharata goes along with all his troops, entourage, and then he wants to somehow bring back Lord Ram back to Ayodhya. He tried his best. There are so many arguments which were given. Then in the argument, one of the arguments was that Vasishta, he is your spiritual master, oh my dear brother, Bharata says. Vasishta is telling that you should come back. You should follow the orders of your spiritual master, Vasishta. Because spiritual master is more important than father. What an argument Bharata did. Then Lord Ram tells a very important thing to Bharata. He says, spiritual master comes later. Spiritual master, what does he do? He gives education after this body is born. If this body would have not been there, mind would have not been there, intelligence would have been not there, what will the spiritual master do? So it is the parents who are given this body and the mind intelligence. There is the argument given by Lord Ram. And Bharata gives another argument. He says, oh, then if that is the case, mother is more important because the Veda says Matru Devo Bhava and then it says Pitru Devo Bhava. And then Acharya Devo Bhava. So mother is calling you back. Kaushalya is there. She wants you back, so you should come. Then Lord Brahma gives an argument there. You can see the drama in the particular section. He says, mother is only a bag. But the seed is given by the father. That is why it was my father's words which I had to keep it up. In this way, Lord Ram establishes his principle, father, mother, and the spiritual master, the gradation he establishes there. Of course, there are so many scriptures. If we go to Bhagavatam there, Yadu, he did not follow the orders of his father for the sake of devotional service to Krishna. Of course, there are so many contradictions also. It can be harmonized very nicely. But here the subject matter is, Srila Prabhupada says, complete obedience to their father. We can go so many places in scripture, complete obedience to the father. Now, it is a duty of the father to keep the children in Krishna consciousness, duty, training. And it is a duty of sons to be obedient. So this is what is the sum and substance of the purport of Srila Prabhupada, that one has to accept the orders of his father, Shirasaha. Shirasaha Vahami means I am going to accept the order of the spiritual master. My head means taking responsibility. Shirasadaya sadavaha visham pratichim prayayus tapas adrittachetasa. So what did they do? They accepted to do tapasya. Now, the procedure of getting any knowledge is to do tapasya. Knowledge cannot be attained by comfort, being having a comfortable life. That is why children should not be given too many comforts. Give too many comforts and too many facilities, forget about education. Not possible. That is why you find, even in India, I'm talking about even material education. Those who crack IITs and medical and all, they're all coming from lower middle class families who had a lot of difficulties in their life. Though the city bred children who have too many facilities, they don't crack IITs. They don't get, because it is tapasya which actually makes a person get attain knowledge. Tapasya. To accept bodily and mental difficulties. So tapasya adrita chetasaha. One should accept bodily and mental difficulties for the progress in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is very difficult to attain knowledge. So this is how the prachetas, they were very happily accepting the bodily and mental difficulties for the sake of spiritual progress. Seeing this, Lord Shiva became very pleased and came by himself and then gave the mantra, that is the Rudra Geet, to the Prachetas. So we stop here. Any questions please to ask?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. There are two online questions. Let me open it up. Okay, one question is about the story of Guru Vayurappan. So this Mataji is asking, Parashuram reclaimed the Kerala land from Gokarna. So how did the Rudra Tirtha come before that is the question, because it appears that the Prachetas were much before Parashuram. So was the land already there, or the tanks already there? That's the question.
Parashuram is there right from Satyuga, he was there. It was there. But the pastime with the, those people falling sick and all, that happened later. Lord Shiva is already there in the Parashuram Kshetra, is there. It's eternally existing there.
Okay.
And Guru Vairapan happened. This past time happened it. Parashuram did not just stay only for yoga. He is there, even he is a Chiranjeevi.
Okay. Thank you very much. And the other question is, it says, a question for Kamalochan Prabhu. In the stages, Avadhut, this is regarding some sannyasi orders. I don't know if it was from your previous class, but the question has come now. In the stages, Avadhut, and before that, Paramahamsa, Parivrajacharya, Bahudaka, Kudichaka, can you please tell me the difference? I understand Vairagya increases in proportion, but appreciate if you could explain it better. And can you clarify if in Avadhut stage there is no fall down?
Okay. See, first one is Kutichaka. That means the sannyasi, he goes out of the house and then goes to outside the village near the forest. He builds a small hut and stays there. That is Kutika. Kutika means is a small hut. And what happens is, he doesn't stay in his house, but the food comes from his house. Every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner would come. Because at least he is sure that my food is coming from home. Or some other person in the village. Sometimes not home, some other person. It is confirmed. It is guaranteed. Breakfast, lunch, dinner is available. And then comes Bahudaka, means then there is no guarantee that the food is going to come. There he has got to go and beg. That means his surrender has become more and dependence on the Lord has become more, that food is guaranteed. I just have to do bhajan and then do some seva, give some lecture here and there. Somebody other will come and give. But the place is fixed. Then the third stage is Parivrajaka. At the stage of Parivrajaka, he travels to one place, other place. And the place is also not fixed. Food is also not fixed. Where is he going to get? There is no advance reservation. There is no advance intimation that I am going to come. So he just travels from one place to another place. He is called Parivrajaka. Where he is more surrendered to Krishna in the terms of that he is so confident, he is so fearless that Krishna will take care of me. If I am serving him, Krishna is taking care. I don't have to do any advance reservation. So this is Parivrajaka. He goes around and goes on different one place to that place. He doesn't have fixed residence. He doesn't have fixed place to eat. He doesn't have any guarantee that tomorrow where he's going to get the breakfast from, where he's going to get the dinner, where he's going to stay. Doesn't know. Completely depend on the Lord. And then comes the Paramahamsa stage. This Paramahamsa stage is a stage where the sannyasi doesn't wear any more red clothes. He's wearing white. Because his struggle with his lust, with his desires are over now. And he totally engrossed his mind in Krishna consciousness. And now he is beyond all rules and regulations. And sometimes he may manifest his nature of being beyond all rules and regulations. Sometimes he may not. So when the Paramahamsa manifests his capacity or his nature of being beyond all rules and regulations, is called Avadhuta. So not that every Paramahamsa need to manifest the nature of being Avadhuta. Avadhuta means one whose activities cannot be calculated by any smriti or defined by any smriti. He just does anything that comes to the mind. He doesn't have any external consciousness. Somebody is seeing me. Oh, I should be dressed. Oh, I should not behave like this. No, he's totally mad in Krishna consciousness. Like Nityananda, Avadhut. So this is how there are gradations. Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajaka, and Paramahamsa. And within Paramahamsa, when he manifests the nature of being beyond rules and regulations, that avastha, that situation is called Avadhuta. I hope I answered. question.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nicely answered, Prabhu. So the question is, the second part of the question is there any fall down in the stage of avadhus?
It all depends on what kind of avadhut. If he is completely engrossed in Krishna prema, he has attained prema, there is no question of any fall down. But there are avadhutas who are Brahman realized. So there is a chance for them to fall down. Because they are not relishing Krishna consciousness. They are not relishing the sweetness of Krishna. So there is a chance of they falling down. But avadhutas who are relishing Krishna prema, they will not fall down because they attain prema. Prema is a stage when there is no question of any fall down. Even from bhava, there is no sthayi bhava onwards, there is no fall down at all. Once you attain bhava, there is no question of any fall down. Very rare.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for clarifying both the questions. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Is there anybody having any questions?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the class. I have a question, but I want to follow up on the answer you gave just now about the sannyasis. The one, I don't know, I'm probably not pronouncing it properly, but the one on the Bhautika level, he does not, his home, his residence is fixed, but he's not depending on his family anymore for food. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So fixed residence, but not fixed food.
Yes.
Okay. And then when you were discussing the tongue twister, Parirajikacharya.
Yeah.
You were saying why did you say he wears white?
No. Paramahamsa wears white.
Oh.
Parivrajika wears saffron. Paramahamsa wears white.
Yeah, okay. Why did you say the Paramahamsa wears white?
Because saffron means it is struggle. It is an indication. Be away. I am not interested in prajalpa. I am not interested in money. I am not interested in woman. I am not interested in material. And still the seeds are there in me. So please keep me away. I'm struggling. I'm with my own life and my senses. So be away. That is the indication of saffron. Saffron means sacrifice and struggle. So now the struggle is over. Paramsa means you are already engrossed in Krishna prema. There is no struggle now. Like you have verse in Bhagavad Gita, Paramdrishtva Nivartate. Paramdrishtva, he's already seen transcendence constantly. So there is no question of any struggle in his life.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I find interesting about that is that, you know, like Srila Prabhupada was saying, you know, he wouldn't fall prey to Maya because he's always praying to Krishna heavily to keep me away, you know. In other words, you never take material nature for granted. You know, you're always very vigilant.
Yeah.
So for a person to say to himself, you know, I no longer have struggle, therefore I am wearing white, sounds kind of strange to me, you know. You know, that a person...
It is not that he wears it. He is given. He is given because of his position. It is not that wearing. It is not a fancy dress and just wear it. It is a stage of consciousness when he has achieved that. And that is the time the spiritual master, the leader, they give award, the Babaji Vesh. It is not just wearing.
So, the spiritual master...
We're not talking about the dress. We're talking about the levels of consciousness. Yeah, let us stick to that. We don't want to get into any controversy and press and all that. But Babaji means Paramahamsa dress is why he did not have.
You said what?
Is white, it is not happened. Yeah, Babaji Vesh or Paramahamsa Vesh is white. Bhaktiro Thakur took it up. So it is not saffron. Let us not go into the dress part of it. Let us just talk about the levels of four levels of sannyas and then consciousness. Mm. That's all.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Also, the other question I had was about when you mentioned, I think you said there was five levels or five categories of Krishna or God, you know?
Yeah.
At that point.
Levels of manifestation.
Okay, can you go through that again for me?
Para.
Para.
Para. Vyuha.
Vyuha. Uh-huh.
Purusha.
Purusha.
Antaryami.
Uh-huh.
Archa.
Okay. So, para means, what does para mean?
Krishna. Spiritual world. Krishna and spiritual world.
Okay.
Can you worship him?
Huh?
Can we worship in Krishna in the spiritual world? Can you dress Krishna in the spiritual world?
Not yet.
So that is why Krishna comes as Archa, deity form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Either we can worship Mahavishnu. Either we can worship that Krishna is everywhere. So for the sake of accepting worship from the hands of the conditioned soul, he takes a special form called Archa, that is deity form.
Mm-hmm. Also, you were, you know, in the same context, you were mentioning that there is a deity form in the spiritual world, right?
Yes.
And so,
that is Guruvayurappan deity.
Huh?
The deity of Guruvayurappan in Guruvayur in Kerala, that deity manifested from the spiritual world directly.
Because I'm just, you know, of course, you know, as we've been saying that, you know, the archa form is because we don't have the vision to see Krishna. So why would deity form exist in the spiritual world where everybody can see? Everybody has a vision to see in spiritual world.
Because he wants to manifest those deities in this world.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you repeat?
Hmm. Okay, stop here.
Oh. Can you repeat the last line you said? Because I wasn't able to hear you.
Hare Krishna.
Oh.
Gaurangi Mataji, you have a question? We can hear you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna,
yeah,
Prabhuji, can you hear us?
I don't think he heard me.
I last thing I did not hear.
Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Mataji was asking that a question about why the deities are in the spiritual world where everybody can see the Lord in person, and we couldn't hear your answer, Prabhuji.
I was saying that, you know, in the spiritual world there's no need for deity because everybody has vision. So why is there deity?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, this special deity of Guruvayurappan was manifest in the spiritual world and brought by Krishna here, because ultimately all manifestations have come from the spiritual world itself. Then the special category of deity is called Swayamvyakta, like Srirangam. It directly comes from the milk ocean. So that we can worship. When they come here to the spiritual, from the spiritual world to the material world, they get some material coverings, Sharigram coverings, etc., etc. Nobody made the deity of Sriranganatha. Nobody made the deity of Guru Varapan. These deities are Swayamvekta. Swayamvekta means what? They are coming from the spiritual world itself for the purpose of us worship.
I still ask, why would there be deity form in spiritual world? I don't know. You know, there's no need there for deity form.
There is no need. But there's a need in the material world. Where will it come from? Where will it come from? It has to come from there only.
But we don't say that about all the deity forms that are...
Not all. That is why I told Swayamvekta.
You know, because you said that where else would it come from, you know, but spiritual world. But you could ask that about the other deity forms that are here. And we don't say that about
them. Yeah, Jara Pratishtha, Dham Pratishtha, Deva Pratishtha.
I don't understand what you're saying. But, okay, Prabhu. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't go further with that today.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, do you have time for one more question?
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji, I just wanted to follow up on the question on Guruvayur and whole of Kerala. So you mentioned that Parashurama was already there when the Prachetas were meditating on, near Rudra Tirtha, near Rudra Tirtha. Is that?
See, Parashuram manifested that land. That is one thing. But when Guruvayurappan came, that is the time when Parashuram appeared, because he is Chiranjeevi. First thing you should know, Parashuram is Chiranjeevi. It is not that he was there, he is not there now, he is Chiranjeevi, still there. Ashwatthama, Hanuma, Vyasa, Mukripa, Parashurama, they are all Chiranjeevis. So, but this Prachetas pastime happened before Guruvayurappan came there. That is what I told.
Yes, Prabhuji, that I understood. That time there was only the waters there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Please go ahead, Prabhuji. So sorry.
We can stop here.
Okay. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Indu Mataji, you are asking some follow-up question, right?
Yes, Mataji. So the question was when, like what the timeline for Parashurama was. That was it. So was he from Satya Yuga or from Treta Yuga? Which Yuga, Prabhuji?
Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
I don't know if he's there, Mataji.
Oh, he got disconnected, Mataji. You only connected him, right?
Yeah, but should I connect him again? He said that we can stop here. I'm not sure whether... Let me try.
You might be having some other program, Mataji. I don't know.
Okay, Mataji, then we can end the call here, Mataji.
Maybe I can ask him if he has another program. Please wait, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji.
And I heard some other Mataji also has some question.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, I think the number is this. He got
Okay. Okay, Mataji, so then we can end the call here, Mataji.
Gaurangi Mataji, if you, I can, if you want, I can just explain what he said the last for your question.
Hare Krishna Mataji, that's so nice of you, thank you.
So what he said was, the
who is this? I'm sorry.
The ladies who are here, sometimes they are, there are different kinds of pratishta, means different types of inviting the Lord to be in the deities. One is Deva pratishta, one is two, three other pratishta, means installing the deities. So, for example, Jagannath Puri was done by Brahma himself. And some others we do with priests, and you know, that way that there is a thing that has to be followed, that the deity has to be immersed in water for so many days, and then, you know, he is put in the Navadanya and grains, and the elaborate ceremonies are there to invite the Lord to be in the deity. So there are different kinds of inviting the Lord, which is called pratishta. But one of the type is that the deity is not done anywhere here in the material world, nor brought down by the devas, but directly from the spiritual world he comes. That's what he said, that Swayam Vekta. And some of the deities are like that. One is Sri Ranganath, and another one he said is Guru Vairappan.
Yeah, that last one... Can you say the name of that last one slowly for me? Because I never heard that one.
What Prabhuji? I'm just repeating what Prabhuji said.
No, I know, but I couldn't understand the name of that second deity that you said comes directly from spiritual.
Ah, okay, that is Guru Vayurappan.
Guru Vayu.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, he's Guru Vayurappan.
Okay, and that deity is also in South India?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you go online, and there are a lot of pastimes, had one pastime about, and so many other saints. You know, he's known for very actively doing pastimes with devotees.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, yeah, who is this explaining to me?
This is Lalitangi Radha Devi.
Oh, thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you for your wonderful questions, Mataji. You make us understand better. And, thank you so much.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I want to add one point to the Mataji thing. So, the deity came from spiritual world, and before that, the deity was in Dwarka. So Lord himself told to Guru means Brihaspati and Vayu to take this deity to the South India, like where it is right now. And so when they came, the Dwarka was already underwater, and they were searching for. So Brihaspati went in the meditation that I will go in the meditation, because they couldn't find the deity. So Vayu was saying, by the time he's in the meditation, let me find out if I can. So he found the deity, and he pushed the deity towards him, that, like, you know, he wanted to give all credit to Brihaspati. So and the both of them, they took the deities to South India and installed there. So that's why it's called Guru Vayu. Guru means Brihaspati is the guru of all devas.
Uh-huh.
And Vayu means Guru and Vayu, they both brought the deity to the place. That's why it's called Guru Vayu Appan.
Yeah, you know, is that last syllable that I can't catch. Who is this speaking?
This is Shyama Gauri.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So after Guru Vayu, and then comes what?
Appan, it's the South Indian, they can tell, I don't know, I am also not from South India, but it's in Kerala.
Appan means father. Appa means father. Yeah. Like you have yeah. Appa.
Like how do you spell that part? A-P-A?
A-P-P-A-N. So in some states of South India, everything ends with an. That's the dialect. So instead of saying Guruvayur Appa, it is Guruvayur Appan. It's a dialect of one of the states of South. Two states.
And you said it means father?
Yes, father.
Guruvayu Appan. Oh. And Sri Ranganath and Guruvayu Appan, they're both in Kerala? These deities, both of them?
No. Ranganath is in Sri Rangam, that is in the Tamil Nadu state, and Guruvayu Appan is in Kerala state.
Ranganath is in Tamil Nadu.
But both are very close by, yeah. And the cultures are also very similar. And the other part of the question that you were asking, why should we have deities in the spiritual world? The answer is there in one of the older translations, I mean older translations of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which I really didn't say in the class. But it says that deities are there in the spiritual world because there are some devotees who like to do deity worship though the Lord himself is present. It is just an anga of bhakti that they enjoy to do.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well, I thank you all so very, very much. Very merciful to me. You are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurangi Mataji. Did you ask a question and now we also get the next one. Thank you.
Thank you for asking questions every day. Everybody gets benefited by your questions. Thank you so much.
And I also get benefit from hearing from all of you.
Yeah, you listen to the lecture very carefully, not leaving any points. So that's a great quality, Mataji, that absorption. So we are very thankful.
Well, Krishna Katha is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Mataji, sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry. But there was just another comment that came that there are many such Swayambhuva deities. It's not just two. So I just wanted to add that. And thank you, Gaurangi Mataji, for asking questions.
So, the deities that come from spiritual world, we call them Swayam. How you say Swayam what?
Swayambhu.
Swayambhu?
Yeah. Swayambhu is Radha Raman. Deity in Vrindavan is Swayambhu because he manifested from Shaligram Shila.
Oh, which deity is that?
Radha Raman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That one I know. Yeah. He manifested also directly from spiritual world, right?
From the Shaligram Shila. And Shaligram Shila came from Gandaki River in Nepal.
Yeah, so he was found in the river just like that, right? Or how would we say?
That's a Raghunath Bhatt. Gopal Bhatt Goswami. You know, six Goswamis?
Yeah.
When he visited first time, and so then he in the Gandaki in Nepal, the Gandaki River. So then he brought some Shaligram, he found some Shaligram Shilas, so he brought them to worship them. But then
he wanted to be able to dress them, right? And he couldn't.
Yeah, that was afterwards, but then this isn't. So then he went back because he couldn't worship them. So then he went back to deposit them back in the Gandaki River. But so then he deposited. But then all the shilas came back, in his hand again. So then he brought them, so they, well, then they wanted to be worshipped. So he was worshipping. And then some rich merchant, he gave some jewelry for the for the deity.
No, no, say again.
Sorry. I didn't hear that. Yeah, the saligram. But then, so then he was kind of, he wanted to put those jewelries on the deity. Mm. But then it is saligram shila. So how can I put the jewelry on saligram shila?
Mm.
He was kind of lamenting about it. So then this one of the shila turned into Krishna. Mm. That is Radharaman deity.
Yeah. And but then he said, in the beginning, you know, when he saw that he couldn't worship them the way he wanted, he was trying to put them back in the river, but somehow
they jumped back in his hands.
They came back in his hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then he brought them back.
Oh, wow.
So he from Navan to there, Nepal, and Nepal to back in. He went first time to deposit them in the Kiri River. And then next time, he came back to get them. When he went there, he came back. This is Bhagavan.
All the Saligram Shilas, they come from Gandhavari River?
Yes. That's it.
And that river is in Nepal?
In Nepal.
Mm-hmm. But where was Gopal? This is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, right?
Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan.
I mean, like at the time of this Lila, where was he like living, actually?
He was living in Vrindavan before he was in Rangakshetra, where Ranganathma is there. He's Venkat Bhatta's priest there,
mm-hmm.
and his son is Gopal Bhatta. Gopal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lord Chaitanya, when he went to South India, he stayed at the Venkat Bhatta's house, and at that time, the Gopal Bhatta, he was this little child, small boy.
Yeah.
And then he had association of Lord Chaitanya. He was serving Lord Chaitanya then, from there. So he was so much attached to Lord Chaitanya. And then he came here.
But the time that Radharaman manifested, he was, at that time he was staying in Vrindavan though, right?
Yes. He was staying in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And the deities are still there. Very nice. Small deity, but very beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I love that deity. So beautiful.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Komatiki Mataji. Thank you, Lalitangi Mataji, Priti Vilasni Mataji, for adding answers, Mataji. Very, very nice discussion. And if there is no more questions and discussion, we can end the call here, Matajis. I would like to offer obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai.